Hi, this is David Sweet, founder of Focus Core, and I'd like to invite you to take a look at our 2024 salary guide. It's a great resource for hiring APAC professionals wanting to know about the salaries for executive positions within Japan, as well as finding out information of what's important to attract the best talent in Japan. The salary guide is found on our website under About Salary Guide 2024. I hope you find this information useful for you and your company. Now, on to our podcast. Today, I'm joined by Hideo Goto, who's the country general manager of Henkel Beauty Care Japan and Korea. Hideo has more than 20 years' experience in health and beauty industry and a strong track record in driving results. Hideo joined Henkel Beauty Care as the GM of Professional Division in 2017 and successfully turned around the professional business. He's maintained strong growth momentum for the last 4 years. He has been promoted as the country GM and has led both the professional and consumer business. Prior to Henkel, he started his career at J&J, Johnson & Johnson, doing sales and marketing, and then spent 11 years at L'Oreal, where again he was in a turnaround situation and helped scale the company up in various leadership positions throughout his tenure, including GM of Active Cosmetics, as well as GM of Consumer Product Division in Taiwan and GM of Professional Product Division in Japan. Hideo earned his MBA at the prestigious Thunderbird School of Global Management in the U.S. and has a BA from Meiji University. Today we'll talk to Hideo on how he is leading Henkel's beauty care and accelerating the growth of the brand portfolio through innovation and building performance teams through cultural transformation. We'll talk a little bit about the path to his current position, the rich 145-year history of the company and of the history of the company in Japan. We'll talk about some of his challenges and wins, why people join Henkel and why people stay, Henkel's great values, and we'll be chatting about them, and sustainability, which is very important to the company. And we'll talk about what makes Henkel so special in this industry and how things have changed for the company during COVID. So I give you Hideo Goto. Welcome. Today with me is Hideo Goto-san, who is very well known in the health and beauty industry in Japan. Welcome, Goto-san.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast today, David.
Thank you. Yeah. So obviously, you're very well known in the Japan market and have a strong track record. But before we get started, can you summarize your background and how you came to be with Henkel?
Yeah, talk about my career. I started my career as a sales rep and an experienced sales for 6 years at first. And then I accumulated the marketing experience as product manager, group product manager, and marketing manager, and spent 7 years for marketing. And after learning sales and marketing, I held the GM positions, including division GM in Japan and Taiwan for the last 10 years. And now I work as a country GM in Japan and Korea at Henkel. In my past career, I could experience all the beauty categories such as skincare, hair care, hair color, and makeup, and also all the channels such as mass, professional, luxury, and e-commerce, and the different countries such as Japan, Taiwan, Korea. So it is a very exciting journey.
That's great. Thank you. And one of the things that you shared with me previously was Henkel's growth. And that was quite impressive to me, what you did with Henkel and how you were able to grow the company within Japan market. Can you talk a little bit more around that?
Yeah. So in the Henkel, you know, in the last 4 years, through our, you know, the disruptive innovation, we could dynamize hair color business in both professional and in the consumer markets. And then Henkel Beauty Care Japan keep outperforming market and competitors in both professional and in the consumer. And then, you know, in the last year, 2021, we hit the highest sales and profitability in the last 10 years. So we are now in the growth acceleration mode.
That's great. And when you say, you know, you disrupted the market, tell me more about that.
Yeah, actually, you know, the 2017 that we developed the disruptive innovation, I mean, technology, which is called the bonding technology. In the bonding technology, the people don't have any hair damage in coloring and bleaching, which is a game changer in the color market. Mm. And then, you know, the, we, you know, the focus on the hair color category with this technology. And then that technology completely changed the hair color market. So that is really helping in the to turn around the business and then the accelerated the growth.
Okay.
And yeah.
Can you, I mean, Henkel's got a rich 145-year history. Can you share a little bit about the history of the company and the company in Japan?
Yeah. Henkel is, as you mentioned, like Henkel is a global company with 145 years. History. It's a long history. Yeah. And then the Henkel has three businesses, including the beauty care, laundry home care, and adhesive technologies. Mm-hmm. But in Japan, Henkel, you know, the operates beauty care and an adhesive technology businesses. We have two businesses in Japan. And then speaking of the Henkel Beauty Care Japan, our purpose, you know, that is we create hair beauty that impresses people. And then our vision is we become the most innovative hair beauty company. Yeah. And then we started the business in Japan 53 years ago. So we also have the long history, you know, even in Japan. Mm. And then we have iconic legacy brands such as Sios, Fresh Right, and then Schwarzkopf Professional. And then in Japan, our strategic focus is hair business. Even though like the global, you know, the Henkel Beauty Care has not only hair, but also the body care or skin care. But in Japan, you know, our strategic focus is hair. And then Henkel Beauty Care Japan is a multifaceted pure hair player. And then our business is only hair, but all about hair. Yeah. And then we have all hair categories, including hair care, hair color, perm, and styling. And then we also have all the business in all channels, including professional channel, mass channel, department store channel, and then e-commerce. So hence the Henkel Beauty Care Japan is a powerhouse of hair. And then it's a very unique hair beauty company. So that's a Henkel Beauty Care Japan.
And you've been in you know, different industries beside before you joined Henkel and got into hair care. And what do you see is the big difference between you know, hair care and personal care and the other industries that you've been in before?
Actually, you know, my main career is in the beauty, you know, the industry, almost like the last 20 years. So, I mean, like in health and beauty, but, you know, for the beauty, you know, I already experienced like not only hair care, but also the skincare and makeup. So at the time, you know, I learned a lot about, you know, the hair care business. So that's why, you know, that nothing so special, you know, not so changed, you know, that compared to other categories. It's still under beauty.
Okay. Yeah. What's been your biggest challenge, do you think?
Yeah, so far, you know, as I mentioned, like, you know, the business is okay, you know, it's in a growth acceleration mode. But still, yes, yeah, we also have the challenge because, you know, that at present, you know, that we are number six with 4% market share in professional, and then the number four with 9% market share in consumer, you know, the industry. So we're still challenging. We are still challenging. And then knowing about the share market, you know, that we have still huge potential to grow. And then the question, you know, that is, how can we reinvent our adventure to further scale the growth for the next 10 years? Because the short term wise, you know, that we are okay, so our strategy is working, but how we can continue, you know, sustain this growth for the next 10 years. So that's, you know, our key challenge. But, you know, that I would say, you know, that I'm optimistic and confident, you know, for our next 10 years. because, you know, the first I'm confident on our powerhouse of hair business model. Mm. Yeah. So we are multi hair player, and then the innovation is in our DNA. And also we have unique organization with synergy between professional and then consumer businesses. Yeah. And then the second, I'm also confident on the hair beauty market itself, because first of all, like the beauty itself is and then will be essential for people. Yeah. And then in Japan, especially in Japan, like younger generation, like a Gen Z, has a very strong, you know, the very, very strong hair beauty appetite for self-expression. And then the increasing active aging population, and then the men is awakened for beauty. Mm. And then the diversity trend pushes hair color freedom in a society. So the overall, you know, I can see the long-term potential of the hair beauty market in Japan.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
That's my observation.
And you talk a little bit more about the synergy between professional and consumer for Henkel.
Yeah. You know, the usually, you know, the company focus on only professional business or, you know, the consumer business, but Henkel has two businesses in one, under one company. So professional and then the consumer. And then the, most of the, you know, the some other company also has, you know, the professional and the consumer, but you know, the structure wise, they are separated. But in Henkel, you know, I'm in charge of the both business. So that's mm-hmm. why I want to try to synergize more, you know, in terms of the innovation and sometimes in the hair trend. So that's why, you know, the in my organization, you know, the professional people and the consumer people, you know, that can communicate easily. And then we have more, you know, the discussion, you know, the even beyond the divisions. So that's why, you know, that it's more, I create some atmosphere where people can bring innovation, you know, that not related to the division.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a big synergy for you guys, I think, compared to others.
I think so, because, you know, the I also, you know, the experience prior to Henkel, you know, I also, you know, the in a global company, mm. and then that company also has the professional and consumer, but it's clearly separated. Yeah. But, you know, the, in Henkel, you know, that it's going in the different way, you know, so I also try to emphasize more synergy. Yeah. Because you know, I just also share in some example, you know, that because as I mentioned, like that we, you know, that in change the game in the hair color game, you know, that with the bonding technology. Yeah. Mm. So this technology is came from you know, professional, but I put this technology even under the consumer brands. So that's why in the consumer business is, you know, the, also, you know, that driving the growth mm. with, thanks to this technology. So we share the, you know, the technology, even like the, in the professional and then also the consumer. So that also possible because of this organization, you know, that it's more synergized the organization.
That's great. Yeah, because a lot of organizations really push the professional and almost forget a lot around the consumer portion of the business, right?
Yes. Because the customers are different. So mm. that's why, you know, I would say, you know, that the separating operation is also, you know, that it's the right way. Yeah, I think there's a way. So, but, you know, for Henkel, we take, you know, the more synergy, you know, because, you know, that we look at more end consumers, you know, the not just only the customers. So because we also, of course, customers are important for us, but, you know, the with customers, you know, how we can satisfy consumers and the consumer is, you know, our, you know, the mission. So that's why, you know, that for professional, you know, the working with hairdresser, I think that we try to satisfy the end consumers. But for consumer side, you know, that we can directly communicate to end consumer. So, mm-hmm. but you know, even the consumer also, you know, that I expect more in high quality product, right? Yeah. So that's why, you know, we try to synergize the innovation between the divisions.
Yeah. That's great. One of the things you've kind of touched upon with the consumer, and you've talked about it with me in great passion, is the values that Henkel has. And Henkel has wonderful values. Tell me more about those.
Yeah, Henkel, you know, has several values. You know, the one is, of course, in the innovation. You know, the, as I mentioned, the innovation synergy. We have disruptive innovation. And then we try to bring edgy and trendy, you know, the products and the trend in the market, okay. Which is also not easy. But we try to do our best. And then, you know, actually, you know, the Henkel people, you know, the even Henkel employee like this kind of, you know, the innovative and creative company image. So that is our value. So because innovation is in our DNA. And then, you know, the actually the Henkel, you know, the The Henkel is originally, you know, the from like, you know, the entrepreneurship, you know, the business, and then he also drive, you know, the innovation. So that's why, you know, the innovation is very important for us. Yeah.
What about and one of the things I was reading about Henkel was which is very special, and it's important to both consumers and those who would join the company, is sustainability. Talk more around that for the company.
Oh yeah, regarding sustainability, yes. We as a company, you know, we also want to be the exemplary even for extra financial performance, like, you know, sustainability, not just, you know, only the top line and bottom line. We just want to share, you know, what we are doing on sustainability. Is, you know, the first, you know, we change, you know, the 100% package to PCR plastic. PCR means a post-consumer recycled plastic by 2030. And then, you know, we also try to change 100% of formula to biodegradable formula by 2030. And then we also try to reduce plastic material, you know, for our logistics and then in-store POS as much as possible. So we are tackling on those, you know, the three aspects, you know, in terms of the sustainability. I think this one is also, you know, that it's a very important topic for us.
Yeah. And it's, I know that when we're recruiting for companies, that a lot of the younger generation, that's a super important point for people. Just, you know, what is the company doing outside of just building a business, right? How do they work with the rest of the world? So I think that's important. Which brings us to recruitment. You know, why do people join Henkel?
Yeah, actually, you know, I also asked my employee about the same questions. And then they always say, you know, the mainly three things. You know, first of all, innovation, as I already repeat. Yeah, so innovation is very strong in Henkel. So that's why the people like, you know, this kind of, you know, the strengths. Yeah. And then the people like the innovative, creative company image. Mm. So this is first reason. And then the second reason is a unique organization. Actually, Henkel, we are a global company, but locally empowered. Mm. So, you know, as country GM, you know, aligning with my boss, head of APAC, I can make most of the decisions by myself.
Yeah.
So I can lead a local organization with agility and then flexibility, which is good, you know, because, you know, we need the speed to market in beauty industry. Yeah. So in addition, you know, we have R&D in Japan, and then we can develop most of products in Japan for Japanese hair. Yeah. As you know, the Japanese consumers are the most demanding in the world. So we always commit high quality, you know, the high efficacy and high safety, you know, for all of our products. So the second reason is more this kind of, you know, the unique organization. And then the third reason is a unique culture. You know, we have three she's cultures. First, she stands for challenger. Yeah. So in our company, the people can take risk for big business opportunity, okay to fail, because we regard failure as part of learning. And then we are a fearless organization. And then the second C is creativity. So this doesn't mean not only sense of beauty, but also open to new idea. We don't have, you know, prejudice, and we try to think out of box. And the third C is collaboration. We don't need to do everything by yourself. You know, if you need, you can always ask for help from your team members. So leveraging collaboration, we bring the best solution as one team. Mm-hmm. And then last S is a startup. Startup means, you know, ownership or like entrepreneurship. We are not top-down culture, not waiting from direction that you can take initiative by yourself to deliver your commitment. Actually, we developed this species culture 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then now they're fully penetrated among the team. And then our employees are very comfortable about this culture because they can easily challenge new things. And then, you know, they also like this kind of working environment. So those three topics, you know, that is always, you know, that the reason why people join and stay at Henkel.
That's great. I like the ability to come in and take risks. That's so important for innovation within a company, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, the Henkel is a German company, right? Mm. So that's why the first impression is maybe German company is more top down. It's more, you know, the guideline basis. But you know that for us, especially in Japan, and then actually in Henkel, we are okay, you know, because you know, we also emphasize this challenger spirit.
Yep.
Yeah. So otherwise, you know, that you cannot grow.
The importance that you put on aesthetics, and not just around creativity, but just beauty, having a sense of beauty. And that was important to you for when you recruit for positions. And I thought that was a very wonderful differentiator with you and your team.
Yeah, actually, you know, the beauty is kind of like the magic. So that's why, you know, even we have like the huge research, but we cannot find the right answer. So I think, you know, that sometimes we need a sense of beauty, you know, so because beauty is not only like the product, but also the packaging and formula and the key visual and the fragrance and the texture. So everything. So we need like the sense of beauty. So that's why, you know, that I emphasize the sense of beauty in recruiting people. Because, you know, we are a beauty company. It's not, you know, the household goods, you know, it's way more beauty. So that's why, you know, that I try to emphasize this aspect. Yeah.
The other thing that's very impressive to me about your organization in Japan is that you really emphasize local autonomy. And a lot of times with global companies, Japan is just execution. There's no real strategy, right? And we talked about that with other companies you worked for, where everything, you know, it might be France or HQ, yeah, wherever, just says, this is what you got to do, and you execute. You don't get to strategize. But that's different with Henkel, right?
Yeah, I think that I would say it's a unique, you know, the organization. So because, you know, that usually the global company has like a matrix organization, right? So every time you want to go forward, you need to get the alignment with, you know, the country head and also the regional head and then the global headquarter. But it takes time. So actually, the Henkel is fully empowered to the local. So which is nice for the local point of view. Yeah. So and then that's also driving help us, you know, drive the growth. Yeah.
How has things changed for you last couple of years over with COVID, the COVID situation?
Oh, yeah. Yes, the COVID, you know, of course, we didn't expect anything. But, you know, actually, the COVID doesn't change hair beauty business completely. So that's my, you know, the observation. I think that most of the current trends pre-existed before COVID, yeah. And then I would say, you know, but two main trends are further pushed, you know, thanks to COVID. Yeah, and first of all, you know, the bleach on color trend. So actually the bleach on color, actually the before COVID, it was already trend because of our bonding technology. Those people don't feel any hair damage. So that's why they easily try, you know, to do like a bleach on color. But due to COVID, people needed to wear the mask, right? So still even now, you know, people need to wear the mask. As most of the makeup products are impacted because of this, but hair is still exposed. So that's why the people are paying more attention to hair cosmetics as a new mask beauty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in addition, the people need to work at home, right? Mm-hmm. So then, so more easy to try high tone color more and more. So that's why, you know, that is, you know, the push factor for the bleach on color. And then the second trend is more digitalization because people don't go outside. So we could accelerate the digitalization in our company. For example, you know, in the professional industry, traditionally the sales rep needed to visit the salon to educate hairdressers. But due to COVID, we cannot go there, right? So that's why we developed YouTube education channel as a first mover in the industry. And now, you know, we are number one in digital education in Japan professional industry. And then in addition, we could develop online color simulation app with AR technology, which also helped accelerate the e-commerce business. And then the last not but least, you know, we leveraged COVID as an opportunity to transform our way of working. So, you know, we are driving work at home to enhance, you know, work-life balance. So as of today, you know, almost 70% of employees choose work from home at this moment. Yeah, we will continue this new way of working as a smart work. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I mean, that's so important. And talk to a lot of companies. I know a lot have brought some employees back, and a lot of candidates looking for jobs. Their main requirements have flexibility, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's the irony that we're speaking today is not lost upon me, being bald and talking to someone in the hair care industry. So someone, one of us did not take care of our hair. Luckily, you have gorgeous hair. So. But I would like to emphasize and thank you for speaking with me today. A couple of things to just underline is that everyone that I've talked to at Henkel has always been exceptionally professional, kind, generous, warm, and cheerful. Mm-hmm. And I take that as from you, I think, as the leader of the team, as you're very generous very warm and welcoming whenever we speak. So thank you so much for spending time with me and sharing your experience in professional experience today. I appreciate it.
No, I think I also, you know, appreciate, you know, that to invite me to your podcast. I hope, like, you know, the people can well understand Henkel Beauty Care Japan today. And then if the people wants to further develop, you know, the themselves and then try to change again with beauty passion, please join Henkel. And thanks for giving me a great opportunity to introduce Henkel today.
Yeah. And I know you have a great recruitment site on your website. So is that the best place if people want to join Henkel or find out more about you? Your company, is that probably the best place to go?
Yeah. So that's the way. And then also the anytime, you know, just contact the company, you know, if you're interested in the position in the company. Yeah.
That's great.
We are welcome.
Great. Thank you so much, Goto-san. It's been wonderful to speak with you today.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the great opportunity. Thank you very much, David.